Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello, hello. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be spending time with you today. Brad, even though your whole team left you and went to an early weekend, yes. I'm here for you.
Yes, and I'm happy to be spending time with you as well, Ryan.
You know, today is a very important day. It's my dog's birthday, so
how many
happy
years?
Birthday, Molly. We think 8. So you guys, the birthday is the adoption day, basically, when it's a pound dog that they don't know anything about. So we guessed she was about 2 years old or so when we got her, and we let our son name her. So Molly was a great name for that sense, and she's been a great dog. Can't imagine life without her right now. So happy birthday to Molly. My wife, she always got in so much trouble. So I said, honey, I'm going to get a cake for the dog. And she says, you didn't even get me a cake for my birthday.
Oh, mistakes were made.
Maybe I won't do that cake then. I think I'm going to back up on that claim. So one of the big things that I know has been really in the last 24 hours, these sedition comments. So when these first came out, man, it depending on where you get your news, showed very quickly the type of spin something like this would go towards. So what I wanted to do is try to find some comments from both sides and let you, the listener, get an opportunity to give your take. I wanted someone that's a little bit more reasonable than the major news networks. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines this hour at 314-241-9797. And what I want to do is play three clips for you. Maybe we should summarize this first, Brad. So make sure I'm giving the right summary here. You had a group of Democrats put out a video, and essentially what they were saying, a message to the military, you don't have to follow illegal orders. That was their message.
Yes.
You have Donald Trump came on social media, True Social, said, this is sedition. And sedition, if you don't recall, is punishable by death. Came back pretty strong to that video. The Democrats in the video, a lot of them put out secondary comments and videos saying that, you know, they don't think their life should be threatened for telling them not to listen to the president. President coming back, and we've heard some comments today, including right here on 97.1 with the Brian Kilmeade show, where he said, this is how they used to handle it. And I'm not saying that's how we handle it. I'm saying this is how they used to handle it. Is that pretty much where we are today with these comments?
Yep, that's where we're at. And then there's outrage everywhere.
Outrage everywhere. So we're going to play three clips here. We can go to the left, we can go to the right, or what I think is perhaps maybe the more reasonable center when it comes to this. And you may be surprised who I'm going to play for it. Where do you want to start, Brad? You want to go left or right?
Let's start on the left.
Okay. So this is MSNBC. Joe Scarborough said that listen, people, you need to keep your eye on the ball. This is what it's really about. This is clip number four.
These Republicans on Capitol Hill know better. Saying, getting angry at anybody for telling troops don't commit illegal acts. It's just nonsensical. And then Donald Trump, because he's trying to distract from the Epstein files, he's trying to distract from the fact that he has the lowest approval rating that he's had in the second term. He's trying to distract from the fact that Democrats have the largest generic ballot lead that I can remember in my lifetime, 54-41. He's trying to distract from the fact that only 1 in 3 Americans say that they think Donald Trump is handling the government the right way.
Okay, That was the left, MSNBC. It's all a big distraction for how terrible Trump is, including his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. That's what the left is saying, the reason why he's coming so strong on a video like that. Okay, that was the left. You want to hear the right now?
Yeah, just
go there.
That makes sense.
Greg Gutfeld yesterday on his show, I think it might have been the Five he was on, rather, urging and talking about the Democrats that were urging this on video. This is clip two.
Every one of these dopes is advocating something that won't cause them pain. Slotkin won't be dishonorably discharged. Kelly won't be court-martialed. But those still serving, they're the ones who will take the heat if they take the videos seriously. But worst of all, think globally. It's nuts that none of these people stopped and thought, maybe this isn't a good message to send to our enemies. Talk about subversion. So if you hear later that one of our guys flips over to China or Russia, remember the six Dems urging them to fight Congress's battles for them. It's advice given from the comfort of their Washington offices that they can now drive home from without getting carjacked because someone followed Trump's orders.
Okay, so Greg Gutfeld's stance is the Democrats that are putting this video out, they're not going to pay the consequences of them essentially deserting their post because they believe Donald Trump is giving them an illegal order, them deciding what's illegal, what's not in that sense. That's kind of interesting post because he's like, it doesn't take a lot of bravery for you to suggest someone else do the dirty work for you. And then you have no repercussion whatsoever when that person follows what you told them to do. That was Greg Gutfeld. Now, do you want to hear the one I think is pretty close down the middle?
Yeah.
I almost didn't recognize him. You know how Superman puts the glasses on and he's Clark Kent? Well, Chris Cuomo now has a mustache.
Does he?
He's got a mustache.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you want to look it up, apparently he's doing the No Shave November.
Okay.
So he's got a mustache, but he's shaving everything else. He's got a mustache.
It's Movember. Movember is grow mustache and raise awareness for men's prostate cancer.
Okay. Movember. I did not know, but that's why he has the mustache. He looks like Bizarro World Chris Cuomo, and he's on News Nation. And I will say this. I used to give News Nation a hard time when they first launched, and I find myself, I don't want to use the term enjoying them more, but I respect them more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it's a good station.
I definitely respect them more than I thought I would. Definitely more than CNN, MSNBC by far. Not even close. And I would say what they're doing there is a worthy thing. Like, they're actually, you know, I'm like, if they get me to say, I respect that, that's a good thing. It means whatever they're doing, they're moving in the right direction. So Chris Cuomo watched the video, and he was not happy with the Democrats in the video on this one. So let's play clip number one.
Saying what they said is not even close to illegal. It is not even close to any legal or logical definition of treason. And if you watch this show, I said last night when it came out, it was wrong to put the duty to check a president on the troops. It's on you. You have a constitutional duty. What an ugly irony that it's members of Congress asking this. It should be citizens who might be asking that. You were supposed to check. It's why you raised your right hand. But what is it about now? They're looking for a fight. Why? Because you want them to. Because you want a muscular response to Trump. You want him to stop walking all over you. You want him to stop getting away with everything and him calling the game all the time and controlling everything. You want a muscular response. That's why you want Newsom on Twitter, you know, acting like fools. We're all acting like fools. Why? Because we don't know any better anymore. But I know we're playing with fire, and I know worse is to come on this course. I don't like it. I don't want it. I will leave my family. I will enter unsafe conditions to cover it. But if we don't reset and fast, we are asking for big trouble.
Asking for big trouble. So Chris Cuomo, not happy with either side, but really leaning into the Democrats here that put the video out, saying that you're looking for a fight. Worse will come from this. We need to reset fast or we're going to get in trouble. I think that's right down the center in a moment like this. Chris Cuomo with the mustache for the win. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Okay. So of those three, any of those arguments persuade you? Do you agree with any of them?
Well, there's parts of the Gutfeld stuff that I do agree with. It's like, do you understand what message you're communicating to the rest of the world? That makes a lot of sense to me. That is something that you need to consider. I also agree with what Cuomo was saying there. It's like, do you think about what you're doing? So whenever I thought, when I heard this message, I'm like, why is this, like, the message in and of itself, is there anything illegal or wrong about it? Is it sedition? No. Sedition isn't the word that popped into my brain. Stupid is the word that popped into my brain. What are you warning against? What illegal orders have the military been given that you are worried about? And here's my concern with that. We are in a time in our country where there has never been as much political tension that I can remember. Political violence, people shooting at people, all of those sorts of things. And you've got a group of people on the left who are angry and on edge and willing to believe that literally Hitler is in charge of the U.S. government right now. There's a group of people. I'm not saying everybody on the left. So if you're on the left and you don't think that, I'm not talking about you, but you will have to admit that there are people on your side that feel that way. And you've got these people coming out there saying this, you know, respected people, Mark Kelly, Slotkin, Rep Crow. These are all people who have served in the military or in the intelligence community in one way or another. And they come out there and what they're saying makes people think that he's actively doing it. He's actively encouraging the military to commit illegal acts. And I like the closest thing that I can think of that they would do that on, and the gray area one where they could actually point to and say, hey, maybe this is not legal, you should stop doing this, is the Venezuelan drug boats.
Right. Yeah.
That's where they're at. But what they are risking is riling people up to where they would actually go out and commit violent acts against Republicans or against the president or something like that. And we're not in that position right now. We are not worried about this isn't a real threat. And they're warning against something that isn't happening. That's dangerous. Don't do that. If it were happening, I would say go for it. Say it. But it's not a real concern right now.
Whew. Well, there's a lot of takes to this, and there's a lot of ways people look at it, and I'm sure there's people listening right now that want to have their take. Should we take some calls after the break, Brad?
Yeah, we'll take the calls. Let's give those phone numbers again.
Yep, 314-241-9797 is the phone number, and it's just one of those topics where I'm just really fascinated by, okay, where do you guys sit on this one? Because I am surrounded by a lot of different people that do not like Donald Trump. So I get to hear the opposite side of what I think all the time. So how about we try this for your take? Well, what do you think? I want to know. 314-241-9797. And as you call in here, we're going to take some of your calls right after the break, Brad. Sound good?
Sounds great. And if you've called in and you're holding, don't go anywhere. We're taking your calls next.
Right. We'll get them as they come in on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad, I figured out your theme right away. White rappers?
Well, there's two more songs, so you'll have to see.
Oh, I get it now. All right. Well, what could Vanilla Ice and Eminem have in common other than that? I would be shocked if there are other things. Okay, I guess we'll have to wait for the next one. So we played the clips before the break, and welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Ranker filling in for Annie Fry here with Brad, the only person that did not abandon him today on the show. And talking about the sedition comments. And part of it is the back and forth between the Democrats that put out the video and the Republican president of the United States, Donald Trump, his swing the other way. So let's take some of your calls because I'm really curious of what you think. And Brad, do we have anyone on the line?
Yeah, let's go to Eric. Eric, tell us what you think. I'm going to put you live now.
Okay. Oh, no.
Wrong button. Eric,
yep,
you there?
Yeah, right. I'm here. That did work.
All right.
Without some context, it's hard to say, but you can only infer that they are trying to incite people against the government, which makes them treasonous, number one. And again, without context, the military takes an oath. They have an obligation not to execute an order that is illegal, amoral, or against United States citizens. So even if they did so in good faith, it certainly would not be.
That's one of the comments I've heard, essentially, Military people already know this. Like, it's common knowledge among people in the military when it comes to illegal orders. But
exactly.
The motive behind what the Democrats put out in that video is very telling. They say it's, oh, we're just saying this in general. We're just telling what the code is. No, there was an alternate motive
Absolutely.
Behind it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Eric. Appreciate the call. Okay. So he used the word treasonous as opposed to sedition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think maybe it needs to be defined differently in order to make that fit? But do either of those terms fit in that case?
Yeah, well, I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know, because like I it's kind of a wink and a nod is what I'm seeing from the Democrats. It's a wink and a nod at sedition or at treason. It's like, hey, get upset, make some noise, because an angry voter base is a motivated voter base, and a motivated voter base shows up to the polls in the midterms.
Well, that's a good point. Do we have any other calls?
Yeah, we got Tom here. Tom has some thoughts on this as well.
OK, let's take a listen. Tom, how are you today?
Tom, you there?
Tom, are you? Well, I think Tom may have to be put on hold a little bit longer. That's a shame. But it's interesting, too, the wide reaction to this. And I'll tell you that the people that, I mean, absolutely hate Donald Trump, this is like music to their ears, isn't it? This is like the best topic they've had in forever. And we played the clip from MSNBC, and part of it with Joe Scarborough. Is he's saying this is just a distraction, the swing, the reaction that way. We had a clip too. We didn't play this one. Maybe we play this other clip. Caroline Leavitt is discussing the orders and trying to, I guess, from the sense and the standpoint of the president's office, clarifying what may have been said. Do we want to play clip number three real quick and do that?
Yeah, here it is.
They're suggesting, Nancy, that the president has given illegal orders, which he has not. Every single order that is given to this United States military by this commander-in-chief and through this chain of command, through the Secretary of War, is lawful. And the courts have proven that. This administration has an unparalleled record at the Supreme Court because we are following the laws. We don't defy court orders. We do things by the books. And to suggest and encourage that active duty service members defy the chain of command is a very dangerous thing for sitting members of Congress to do. And they should be held accountable. And that's what the president wants to see.
Yeah, I think part of the problem that you run into in the strategy that you find for anyone that really hates Donald Trump is their standpoint is that everything he does is illegal. That's their resting everything. Like, that's just where they are. All right, let's take a couple more calls. Brad, who do
you have? All right, I think Tom is back, so we're going to go to him.
Okay, let's go to Tom. Thank you for calling into the Annie Fry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm an ex-soldier. I took the oath to guard my country against any, you know, kind of violence or errors or, you know, anything like that, foreign or domestic. Alpha Company, 5th Engineers, Cold Steel. Basically, what this is a distraction, and it's a time distraction from the coup d'etat, the intergroup that happened within our government. The sedition, every troop knows that you follow your chain of command from the top down, and you're at the very bottom, and you take your orders from your captain, your NCOs, whoever it is. Every service member knows not to do anything that's unlawful or illegal. So this is just basically you know, hiding behind the curtain, don't look here, look over here right now, is because we're trying to distract you. That's all this thing comes down to.
Let me ask you, as someone, you said you served in the military, is that right?
Yes, sir. Alpha Company, 5th Engineer Battalion, 6 years active duty. I'm 55 now, not for a while, but I still hold my oath to my death.
Do you think that those that are serving hear this and they roll their eyes like, oh, don't start with this? Like, when they see this, do they like basically say, we're not buying what you're selling when it comes to this Democratic video?
Absolutely, because our commander-in-chief is a strong, fearless leader, and he's shown that repeatedly. I support him 100% with his Lions. I don't know, you're probably not familiar, but the Lions are actually part of Mossad. And I supported them 100% with the Moabs. I respect President Trump and everything he's done. I voted for the man. I will vote for him again if I can get my hands, you know, into it and we actually get to that level. However, this thing, like I said, I think was seditious and actually treasonous to a certain level by trying to, persuade or dissuade people from following the orders that they're given from their chain of command. And every soldier, sailor, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Space Force, anything, they all know you take your command from the person who's in charge of you, not, you know, from the president directly. It's through your chain of command.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. Well, have a good day.
Brad, do we have time for another call, or do we have
to break? Let's take Robert's call here, and then we'll have to break.
All right, Robert, we only have about a minute here. Real quick, go ahead with your comments. Thank you for calling in.
All right, just let me ramble on here. I ran into an assistant attorney general. I'm not going to say the state. This is what I asked him. I said, if me and you had robbed a bank and they'd catch me and later catch you because you were the driver, wouldn't you be charged with aiding and abetting me? He said, yeah. I said, well, why don't somebody like you charge Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas with aiding and abetting all these people that came across the border and all the crimes that they're doing? He said, well, our conversation's ended. I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. All right. Well, it's good to see where people are at. We're getting a ton of comments in the YouTube and all the other places where you may be watching us or streaming us right now. If you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and vote in our YouTube chat poll. You'll see the question right in there. It's a good one. And when we come back, there's a few other things I want to get to. And I know, Brad, you said you got some tickets to give away at some point during the show. That's exciting.
Yep. Tickets to Guns N' Hoses, which will be next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so that we're all clear. Backstoppers gave us a pair of tickets to give away, and we want to give those away to you so you can go watch our brave firefighters, our great brave police officers duke it out to raise money for Backstoppers, which is a great cause. So stay tuned. Could be this hour, could be next hour, but you'll have a chance to win two tickets.
And you're listening to The Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. I don't know this song. I'm starting to think the white rapper may be wrong in my theme. Is it musicians named after food? Vanilla and Eminem? I don't know. I don't know who this is. It could be anything.
Well, that was Toby Mac.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I know who Toby Mac is. I just didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
It was. Okay. Now I don't know. I don't know, man. All right. These themes are fun. Can I make a request for the next hour? Can you play the Ryan Wiggins version of the intro to get into the hour?
For sure. I can add that in.
I love that one. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. I will never abandon you, Brad. I'll just let you, just let you know.
That means a lot. That means a lot.
Right now on Fox News in the bottom right-hand corner, it says, soon Trump meets Mamdani. So whenever that may happen, I'm curious how that meeting goes. There could be a lot of different outcomes for it. You heard the clips essentially saying, well, as Donald Trump would put it, he wants the same things, a successful New York. And as a president of the United States, a very diplomatic way to take it when the person that's taking reins of New York wants to ruin it. So how do you It's almost like you're a parent and you need to know the best way to mentally use the mental jujitsu on your kid in order to get them to not melt down the place. And I feel like there could be some of that going on right now between Donald Trump and Mom Donnie. But we'll see how that plays out. There's a couple other things I wanted to get to. And I saw the one clip that you had about J.D. Vance on the economy, which is kind of interesting because we're coming up to Thanksgiving and people know things have not been great when it comes to the cost of everything being so expensive. The cost of living, the cost of housing, the cost of food, the cost, well, I don't know if the toy prices have gone up that much if you're shopping for Christmas this early. Not a ton. That seems about flat. But if you're doing the shopping, the grocery shopping right now, you're still paying a lot of money for groceries compared to where you were 5 years ago. So we had on the economy, J.D. Vance speak on that. This is clip number 9.
Even though we've made incredible progress, we understand that there's a lot more work to do. And the thing that I'd ask for the American people is a little bit of patience. This economy was not harmed in 10 months.
Okay, a little more patience. Do you have patience for the economy right now, Brent?
I do. I'm willing to let what they're doing work. I mean, it's been, what did you say, 10 months? It's been a little bit, a little more than the 9, whatever that is. Joe Biden's economy, there was a period there of, I don't remember how long it was, but we had 9% inflation year over year. That, I mean,
they would not admit that, though.
No, they wouldn't. And they also, we also had a recession during his administration, which they changed the definition of a recession. So they didn't technically have one. It's like, that's a recession. Is it 2 straight quarters of negative growth? Is that what it was?
Yep. No, they changed the definition, though. Yeah. So it wasn't.
But that's what it used to be, right?
It still is, by all accounts.
It's a big mess. Prices went through the roof. Home prices went through the roof. Fuel and energy prices went through the roof. Grocery prices went through the roof. All of these things went through the roof. And it will take time. Like, don't think of the economy as a speedboat that you can turn around really quickly. It's a ship. It takes a while to turn it. So I'm willing to be patient. What I've noticed is prices aren't continuing to go up, which is positive. So you've slowed the train or stopped the train down. Now it's time to start backing it up on the tracks. But it's going to take, I don't know how you do, I don't know what it is that will actually cause it to come back down because of that. Because you'd almost need negative inflation, which is not good for the economy.
No, you would need, and this is what he tries to offset it with. If we could make things cheaper when it comes to transportation, so oil prices low again, that means the goods and services that you're buying are getting there cheaper, which means it'll reflect on the cost of it. That could be a big factor to it. But the thing that scares me, like the housing market, for example, man, that could be a big mess. If you're talking about someone that over the last couple of years overpaid for a home, and if there's some sort of crash in order to make it more affordable, then they're going to be underwater. That's a very scary proposition. So that's why they're talking about finding ways to get interest rates lower, mortgage interest rates. They got to find a way to get that lower. They propose some, I mean, I think terrible ideas with these 50-year mortgages. Please, people listening, do not sign up for a 50-year mortgage. It is a terrible idea. But they're trying to find out-of-the-box ways to make things more affordable in order to, well, in the end, you won't be able to get everything cheaper. But if you can get some of the big key things down and make a big chunk of it, you can offset some of it. That might help you on the day-to-day.
Yeah. And that's the key, right? To make it affordable that people can feel it on the day-to-day. If you can make those prices come back into check, then you're going to be doing good.
And these $2,000 stimulus checks don't do it either. So please don't mess that up. We had the COVID checks that came out originally, and we found that it didn't add a ton to inflation, but it did, but it didn't, because they looked at it as a necessity because the government was telling you can't leave the house, right? Mm-hmm. And that affected a lot of people. They were forcing it upon you, and they said, well, this will help you. Then when the world was back to operating the way it should, they decide to do another one. That's Joe Biden. What a mistake. And that added, and the inflationary issues just skyrocketed after that moment. And what you find is that it's baked into the cake for a lot of these different items. It's going to be very difficult to reverse trends in that sense, other than trying to offset it in some other key ways. But still, it's going to be tough. So here we are today. We're talking about the cost being expensive, and you have the Vice President J.D. Vance coming out and saying a little bit of patience. it's tough to be patient right now, man. So many people, and they're looking at their healthcare and all these other things that are going up, and it's going to be really bad starting next year. They got to find a way. This ship takes a long time to turn around. Stuff ain't working for people, unfortunately. And I will say, when it comes to people navigating the ship, Donald Trump may be perhaps the fastest person that could turn it around in the history of presidents of the United States. And it's still going to be hard for him to make the case that we're there, because it seems like we're not. Can I say a couple of other things about this and the $2,000 stimulus check stuff? I know you guys talked about this.
Yeah, go for it.
That scares me, man. At some point, we have to pay down this debt, and we got to use it anywhere we get it. You know what I think is happening there? I think that when the Supreme Court heard the tariff case and he listened to both sides, I think they're hedging their bets. And they're saying, basically, one was a Justice Roberts came out and said, well, then what happens with all the money we collected if we say the president can't issue tariffs? And they're like, I don't know. I think that the White House heard that and they said, if this doesn't go our way, they might make us return the money to other countries. So the way you prevent that is you give it out before they force us to do it. Yeah. So that's why we're doing it the way we're doing it, in case this case doesn't come back our way. So I think that's why he's trying to rush it out there to basically say, Supreme Court, you want to be, I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily look at them in the highest regard right now. If you really want people to hate you, go ahead and tell them they're not getting these checks I promised them, and it'll be 100% on you, the reason they're not getting it. I think that's him trying to force the hand of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. I heard Besant talking about this as well, and he said also one of the things he mentioned was he would hope that people wouldn't just take those 2,000, like if they issue those checks, don't just take those and spend those. That's what would make it inflationary. He didn't say that, but that is that putting it back into the economy, using it to buy stuff, that's what would make things inflationary. If you take that and you invest it, then what you do is you get people invested and they start to see a tangible return on the good numbers in the stock market and stuff like that. He's wanting people to take those checks and invest it toward your future, toward your retirement, which would keep that money out of the economy as a big cash dump. But people aren't going to do that. They're going to take that money and they're going to dump it into the economy and buy stuff. They're like, woo, free money. And then, I think you'll have an inflationary issue again.
Well, it's almost a guarantee that would happen. So the only way you get around that is if you take the money and, I don't know, you try to put it in a way that would benefit the people, like paying down some of this debt and becoming fiscally responsible on the government level, as opposed to keeping these Biden level of spending. You drop it down lower. You got to find where the cuts are. Same thought that we talked about before, trying to find ways to save. So you may be paying more for this, but if the energy costs are lower and then you save money here, it comes out as a wash. So they try to find ways to offset it. It's the same thing. You got to find ways to offset this stuff. And this is one of the ways you could offset the debt, is with these tariff money. And I know it's like a drop in the bucket, but still, you can't just keep giving it out and act like it's going to be, it's a short-term positive for individuals and a long-term pain that we're going to really feel over and over again over the next couple, and until they try to propose this over again. We're essentially, we've given so many of these stimulus checks out. How many have there been? Three already or two?
There were two COVID checks. I don't think there was I don't think there was a third one since then, but I could be forgetting one, but I think there were two.
All right, so let's say this is three. For some reason, I thought there were three COVID checks. I might be wrong. There's a very good chance I'm wrong here. But still, in the last 4 years, we've seen three. If this comes out in the last 5 years, we've seen three.
That's a lot.
So essentially what you're saying is this is like a low-key universal basic income type of garbage that you're trying to like slowly introduce something like this into it. What I would say is if here's what I've come around to. And keep in mind, as a conservative, this is not a popular.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Opinion. I've come around to finding ways for universal healthcare and trying to find ways to adapt a system that would make it so people aren't paying $1,200 a month for their healthcare, because this is out of control. I talk to people from other countries that have this sort of healthcare, and keep in mind the service they get is not great, and they're still paying stuff out of pocket. No question about it. If you want to get your teeth done, man, you're paying it out of pocket. So it's not like everything you want will be taken care of. People still have private insurance in these systems in order to supplement the things the government doesn't pay for. But I find that if we can offset some of these health costs and make it so, you know how Donald Trump, I'll back up with the big, beautiful bill, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, things like that. He's trying to find ways to help people that do this gig economy stuff. If you want people to have freedom to be able to start businesses and work side gigs because they're having a hard time, then if you take health care off the table for them, they'll have so much more freedom. And that would, I mean, by far stimulate the economy more than anything else I could think of right now. I think there would be people that are like, I don't have to worry about this, the, you know, paying out of pocket for all this stuff. I'm free to ride for Uber if I want to, because now I can afford to do something like it. Or I can pick up the side gigs working for another company, or I can pick up the work doing this or that. I really think that would open up so much in the economy. And as a conservative, you're not supposed to say those things, but I really think it would benefit people.
Well, yeah. I mean, what you're talking about there is removing the employer, you know, the employer helps you pay your health care portion of the healthcare economy. I mean, you can do that by going single payer, or you can do that by, like, one of the things that Donald Trump is. Well, actually, we had Rep. Eric Burleson on week before last, I think it was, and he was talking about how his plan is just to create a marketplace and let people buy it. You know, take the government out of it, take the users out of it. The group rates come from the marketplace. So the group rates, the better rates that you get from a company, come from the marketplace. And then people can go in there and say, I want this one at this rate. And then insurance companies will start competing against one another, which will drive their rates down and force them to give more options. Because what we have now with the ACA forces the prices up.
Oh, it's terrible. No, Obamacare killed it. Obamacare said, hey, we're going to bring the price down by subsidizing it so everyone's going to benefit from it. What happened? Healthcare companies pocket the subsidy, and still you're paying more. Mm-hmm. Now you're paying more for healthcare. So you take the subsidy away. People get out of it because they're like, well, I guess the free money train is gone. And now people are paying even more for insurance because there's less people into the pool. So this is a major problem. I also think that when it comes to healthcare, I know we got to go to break. When you want to encourage people to have full-time jobs, you definitely do. You want them to be under an employer healthcare system. But I'll tell you this, a lot of different companies, they understand with the rising cost, they're passing it along to the people anyway, and they're paying more for their premiums over and over and over again. The system is not working. I don't know. I can't say the government taking it over is going to make it any cheaper. But what I'm going to say is I would rather the money be used that way than infinite stimuluses where people are going to blow it and still not have insurance.
Yeah.
And we got to do something there. That I think that's got to be a priority that we really need to take seriously. And I know a lot of people are saying it, but it's not really happening that way, unfortunately. All right. When we come back, air traffic controllers are getting a big bonus. Did you see if you work through all of that stress? It looks like it is. It was proposed, at least. Did you see that? All right, let's put it that way. We're going to get to that coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker. We have another bumper song to play where I'm going to try to figure out this theme that Brad has put together for the hour on 97.1 FM Talk. If you ask me. All right, Brad, who's this artist? From my bedroom to the big
leagues. You know this is NF.
Googling it. What was the name?
NF.
NF, like two letters?
Two letters, yeah.
It is a white guy. It's white rappers, isn't it?
It is.
I should know. All right. Not bad, Brad. That's very nice. I couldn't tell. Okay. I'm going to check. Yeah, it's a white guy. All right. White rappers it is. Very nice theme. I like these ideas for the themes. Very good. Looks like Trump and Mom Donnie have not met yet. They're still showing at least the footage from outside the White House. And I don't know what we'll see when it actually happens, but we'll keep an eye out and let you know. What do you think about these different data centers coming into communities? This seems to be coming in hot and heavy in a lot of different areas.
My biggest concern with them, I think the data centers are good. I think that's something that is necessary, especially with AI coming up. You need to be able to do that. My biggest concern is how much they drive up energy costs in those neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, I know in St. Charles they were worried about the water supply and some other things. I'm not really sure how a data center, I know they need cooling, but I'm not sure how that affects the water supply. But man, does it make power expensive in those areas. And the amount of jobs that it creates, building it creates a lot of jobs, but those are temporary. Once it's built, then you're just however many people it takes to maintain it.
So it said Thursday night, and this is the Festus Planning and Zoning Commission voted to approve a measure to rezone hundreds of acres of land, potentially clearing the way for a proposed data center. This is the Fox 2 write-up. Local residents expressing their concerns, and it's the same thing, the energy and the water, plus the people that are living near these areas. You know, we're talking about farmland, so you're all of a sudden living in a rural dirt road area, and all of a sudden this giant humming facility shows up within a half mile of you, and you're wondering, are they contaminating the groundwater with this stuff? We just don't know. And are they going to pull away from other farms? Where is this stuff coming from? Electricity-wise, how are they going to be able to sustain it? You see these big companies like Meta, they want to build these big nuke reactors in order to make it possible for them to keep up to AI demands.
Are they big ones?
And it sounds like, what's that?
Are they big ones or are they the smaller ones that would just...
Small ones.
Okay.
Or they're repurposing decommissioned nuclear plants, which I'm going to just point out real quick. Ever since George W. Bush said nuclear, I'm always afraid to say the word because I'm like, oh, am I going to say it wrong this time? They put that, implanted it in my brain that I'm going to say nuclear as a nuclear. I'm going to say it wrong now, but in the back of my mind, I think I'm going to get it wrong every time. But, you know, the Trump administration right now, they're running into this issue because they know AI is the future and they want to clear the way for it, which is one of the reasons they want to have it handled on the federal level as opposed to the state level, meaning they say the future is here. You don't want to fall behind on this. We need this as a country in order to be on top of it, in front of it. So what we don't want to do is have places like China get the upper hand on us because of our regulatory problems when it comes to building in rural farmlands. I understand the concern there, but then again, how would you like to live in one of these rural areas? And then you run into all these other issues with it. And you're like, that's not what I signed up for, man. I got out of the city because I didn't want to deal with junk like this.
Yeah. I mean, there's like the whole not my backyard thing. But on the other side, I do understand the, like, we need to stay on top of this because if China dominates AI, they dominate the future. That's just how it's going to work. So you need to be able to do it here and keep American dominance. And it's not like I need America to be dominant out of anything other than I think the United States is the best world power to be a world power in the world. You don't want any of these other countries there because they don't have the same ideals as we do. And they don't have the same populace as we do. We are a rowdy group. If the last 5 years have proved anything, the United States is full of rowdy people and we don't like our rights trampled on. And you kind of need that populace in control of the world power.
Well, you think about the big tech companies, you're all talking about U.S. companies, the ones that dominate. So the people are here. The minds are here. The ones that see the vision, the future are here. They're the ones doing this work. In a lot of ways, China's imitating us. And they find ways to imitate other countries. They take patents and steal them and try to, you know, retrofit it to their own thing. And it's enough to keep them above water. So you understand the standpoint of the Trump administration, which is, you know, one day you're going to be the one underwater if we go down this route. So it's why the White House was preparing to issue an executive order. And they say it could happen as soon as today. This is according to Politico, that enlists the power of the federal government to block states from regulating artificial intelligence. says this week the prospect of the AI moratorium surfaced again in Congress, possibly incorporating into the year-end annual defense bill. The executive order would be a different approach, deploying the muscle of several federal agencies to squash state AI regulations, rather. I don't know if this is the right way to go about it, but I will say when you start taking state rights away, that's not great. I mean, you don't want that from your standpoint and any precedent to start doing that sort of thing. But they see this as, if they're talking about the national defense and they're talking about the defense bill, that's where they're looking at this. They're looking at this of, I mean, our country relies on it. So that's why it is so important that we look at it as a national defense.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything else other than this political article. I don't think Politico, I don't think they've signed anything, and that's kind of where it sits right now.
Yeah. I think that there has to be some room for leeway in this executive order. I don't think that you can just say, hey, no, they can do whatever they want for the next however long. I think that's a terrible idea.
Are you going to listen to Vanilla Ice on your drive home today?
Yeah.
You're like, what do you mean? I listen to it here. I'm going to listen to it there. I'll listen to Vanilla Ice every day.
Thinking about that on and making them bump music.
Because why not? You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Stick with us. We're going to try our best not to say 6-7 next hour, but we are going to. I guarantee it, and you're going to hate it. Wow, how are you unemployed?
Telling me to get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.